A warm welcome to Disky Talk with Luyolo. If you're tuning in for the very first time, I ask that you please subscribe and hit the notification bell. If you've been a part of this journey, I hope you thoroughly enjoy this episode. So, on today's episode, we discuss all things Al Ahly, Peter Musimane, Percy Tau, and Brighton Hove and Albion, as Al Ahly have just signed Percy Tau on a loan deal. So, with regards to this signing, first and foremost, I must say that I'm a bit disappointed, and I'll start with Brighton Hove and Albion. And I say that I'm disappointed because I just feel that with Percy Tau's skill set and with how he had grown in Europe, specifically in Belgium, with regards to how well he was performing and how consistent he was, I just thought that at Brighton he would be able to command a regular position with regards to the side. And I thought he'd kick on and then become a part and parcel of that starting 11. And I just also feel that Brighton have not given him sufficient playing time, and they have not really given him a chance to showcase his full skill set and his potential, especially when you look at that Brighton side and you look at those forward positions. You know, yes, they've got good players. You're looking at Neil Maupay, you're looking at Trossard, but I think that there is space for a Percy Tau, and he could play as a part and parcel of that front three. You know, I just feel that they just haven't given him enough time. And with the skill set that he possesses, this is a player that I think can do so much within the English Premier League. If you're speaking about footballing intelligence, you're speaking about skill set, I mean, if we have to be objectively honest, there's not many in the English Premier League who are better than Percy Tau from that perspective. However, we do know that he was struggling for game time, and we all know that he was crying out for game time. And like any player who's at the peak of his powers, is at his prime, he wants to play regularly, you know. So this came as a surprise to me, because I would have thought that maybe a loan deal to a championship side, or back to Belgium, or in France, or maybe Netherlands, could have bode well for Percy Tau with regards to the level of competition. Because we do know that Al Ahly has dominated the Egyptian league. So it's not necessarily per se that I've got a problem with Al Ahly, because Al Ahly is one of the biggest footballing clubs in world football, bigger than quite a lot of clubs in England. But it's the level of competition, and when you look at a player like Percy Tau, who's at the peak of his powers, I believe he should be contesting at the highest level. However, reality is things have not gone according to plan, you know, and things have not gone how we anticipated it, because we would have probably anticipated for him to stay in Europe, fight for his place. If he does go out on loan, it's still within the confines of Europe. So I'm just a bit disappointed with regards to that, because I feel like a player with that amount of ability, a player who can do so much for any team and can contribute with regards to goals and assists and his intelligence as well, should be playing in Europe. However then, let's have a look at him playing for Al Ahly and what it could potentially do for him. A, I mentioned game time. So I think this is a very important aspect for Percy Tau. I believe that at that age, he should be playing week in, week out. And this is what Al Ahly guarantees him. They guarantee him game time. And with that game time, his confidence will grow again. With that game time, you never know who's watching in Europe. And who knows, by the time he returns to Brighton, they might have changed their mind and give him a new contract and actually integrate him within the starting 11. Or another European team might pick him up. Also, what does it mean when he goes to Al Ahly and coming back home to Africa? Well, firstly, he links up with Peter Musimane, a coach who was very instrumental to his development and progress at Mamelodi Sundowns, a coach who then ushered him into the first team and saw him become a superstar. So the player-coach relationship is phenomenal between Pitso Mosimane and Percy Tau. So that can only bode well for his confidence and also for his development when he is at Al Ahly. Thirdly, when we have a look at the type of competitions that Al Ahly will be involved in, you have a look at CAF Champions League, which is the highest level, and we do know that a lot of European scouts are watching the CAF Champions League. But the biggest one of them all is the opportunity to play at the Club World Cup later on this year. Percy Tau will have that opportunity, and I think then he could sell himself at the Club World Cup this coming year. But when we have a look at Pitso Mosimane and what it means for him to have signed a player of Percy Tau's quality, well, what it does is it strengthens Al Ahly, and big time, especially when they head into the Club World Cup. And I say that because Pitso Mosimane is a very ambitious coach. I don't think that he wants to make up the numbers at the Club World Cup. He went last year and he got that experience, and he went previously with Mamelodi Sundowns. However, going to the Club World Cup for a third time for him, I think he would want to thoroughly compete and actually win the Club World Cup, because we all know how ambitious and how competitive Pitso Mosimane is. So when you add a Percy Tau to a star-studded lineup that has players like Sherif, Afsha, El Sahat, Tahir, Alu Dieng, Hamdi Fati, you're adding so much depth. And you're adding so much star power and quality, which could predicate for you to do very well at the Club World Cup. So from that perspective, I think then it's sort of this perfect marriage, which is intertwined, which could see Al Ahly benefit a lot and could see Percy Tau benefit as well. However, let's then go to the tactical talk with regards to how they could potentially line up, with Percy Tau then getting involved in this Al Ahly side. So with Al Ahly, we do know that they either line up with a 4-2-3-1 or a 4-3-3. So in goals, you have Al Shanawai, you have Badr Benoun as a right-sided centre-half, you've got Ashraf as the left-sided centre-half, you've got Maloul as the left-back, you've got Tofik as the right-back. Now, this is where it gets interesting, and how Percy Tau could potentially fit into this Al Ahly side. So when we have a look at the midfield then, we'll have a look at it from a 4-2-3-1 perspective first. So let's say Pitso wants to go with the 4-2-3-1. How do we fit Percy Tau in, and how do we also fit in the other players? So I think then you would have Hamdi Fati. He's a mainstay. He's always, always in the starting 11. He's one player that he's consistently in the starting 11. If he does not start, that's because they're resting him. So I see Hamdi Fati in there. And then this side, it gets very interesting. In this double pivot, you could either have Sulaya or you could have Alu Dieng. So let's go with Alu Dieng in there. So you've got them as the double pivot. Now, where does Percy Tau fit into this equation? So many possibilities. On the right-hand side, you could start with Al Sahat. That is his favorite position. And then in this position, as a 10, you can start Percy Tau as the playmaker, as the number 10. And then on the left-hand side, you could start Afsha. So you could have two playmakers within the side. Or if you want to, you can have Afsha coming as the playmaker. And then you could have Percy Tau starting off the right, coming on to his left. Because I think his best position is either as a false nine or as an inside forward. And then you could have Al Sahat also coming in from this side. Or you could have Tahir, depending on what you want to do and how Pitso Mosimane would, of course, like to impose himself on certain games. So then when we have a look at up front, you're always going to have Sherif. Sherif is their goal-getter. He is their main striker, and he's always going to start. So the three players then, I think, which could be key to leading Al Ahly to glory. Yes, I say glory at the Club World Cup, because I think they can actually go on and compete and even get to the final of a Club World Cup. We're looking at a Sherif, we're looking at a Percy Tau, and we're looking at Afsha, depending on how Pito Mosimane would start them. I think these three players would be very key. We already know that Afsha and Sherif have a great understanding. Now, when you add Percy Tau, who's as intelligent, if not more intelligent than these two players, you're then having a look at a potential front three, which could cause so much havoc. However, let's have a look at it if Pito Mosimane would like to be a lot more on the conservative side, and maybe he's playing, let's say maybe he's playing in the Club World Cup final against Chelsea, against Thomas Tuchel's side. So then you would still have your back four. And then in midfield, I think then you would then add a third body in there to have an extra midfielder. So it'd go to a 4-3-3. But now you then would have Hamdi Fati, Alu Dieng, and Sulaya when you're going a bit more conservative from a midfield perspective. Then when we have a look at the front three, you would have Percy Tau coming off the right side, always coming in as an inside forward. This would complement Al Ahly's style of play very well, because we do know that Taufik is one that bombs forward. So Percy Tau comes in, he occupies that space. He's occupying the half spaces heading into zone 14. This is where Percy Tau is very, very good. But then you can't rule out the fact that he can also start on the left side. Afsha can also go to the right side and play mate, because these are two players who are well adept at playmaking. So then when we have a look at the left side, then you'd have Afsha, for example. He would always come in because he wants to occupy that space. And then you'd have Malul, because this is what Malul likes doing. He likes overlapping and he likes hogging this left-hand channel. He makes it his home. So that would actually predicate for Al Ahly to continue with their system. And Percy Tau would fit in perfectly into this system. There's not too many things that would be changed with regards to how Al Ahly would approach the game. So you're having a look at a very fluid front three. All three players can play make. All three players can get you goals, you know. But from a playmaking perspective, you expected a lot more from Afsha and Percy Tau. But let's have a look then how they occupy the opposition half, because Al Ahly, a very aggressive team in the opposition half. So you'll have Taufik giving you the width. On this side, you'll have Malul giving you the width. You'll have Sherif in zone 14, of course. Then you have Afsha in the half space. You have Percy Tau in the half space, sometimes getting closer into zone 14. And then you'll have Hamdi Fati pushing up. You have Sulaya. You have Alu Dieng. You've got Ashraf as the left-sided center half to start play from deep. And then you have Badr Benoun. So you could see Al Ahly sort of adopt this type of formation, where sometimes it will look like a 3-6-1. Sometimes we could even have it look like a 3-2-5 if they go very aggressive and very offensive in the opposition half. So there's so many things that one could do, especially Pito Mosimane, because he does coach the side, that he could do with this Al Ahly side, especially when Percy Tau is involved. And yes, we do understand that we would have wanted him to be at the highest level within Europe. However, this is the reality, and let's hope that Percy Tau is able to make the most of this opportunity. Let's hope that he's able to sell himself at the Club World Cup and have a great display. And maybe, who knows, he might lead Al Ahly to the Club World Cup title. However, ladies and gentlemen, we've come to the end of yet another special episode of Disky Talk with Luyolo. I thoroughly enjoyed this one, as Percy Tau is one of my favorite players and Al Ahly are one of my favorite teams to watch. So when you have Percy Tau, you've got Al Ahly, and then you've got the great Pito Mosimane all coming together, I think that makes a perfect marriage, and we could see them gain so much momentum and consistency leading up to the Club World Cup. So we do know that currently within the league, they're going toe-to-toe with Zamalek, tied on points. However, Al Ahly are currently ahead by virtue of goal difference. So they will want to win the league and then look to have that success within the Club World Cup. So, ladies and gentlemen, please do let me know, what do you guys make of Percy Tau's move? It is a loan from Brighton to Al Ahly. Do you think that his career is regressing? Or do you think that this is a good move and which could see him actually then sell himself and maybe get a bigger team than Brighton after he potentially performs well at the Club World Cup and within the league for Al Ahly? Thank you very much for tuning in to yet another episode of Disky Talk with Luyolo. And as always, I am your host with the most, and I go by the name of Luyolo, signing out.